Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The holiday rush starts today, at least for some. A lot of people are getting a four-day weekend out of this Labor Day weekend, and many of them have already started to crowd into the airports around here. That includes LaGuardia, where the mad dash begins, and 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond in Queens with the early birds.
Most travelers I spoke to here at LaGuardia's Terminal B were not aware that it's one of the Port Authority's busiest travel periods, with 2.4 million expected at the area airports from Thursday through Tuesday.
I didn't know that. No. So we'll see how it goes. But it looks pretty good.
Kay Busby and her daughter Sarah Lauren spent a few days at the open and were traveling back to the Carolinas.
Looking like smooth sailing.
It's looking like smooth sailing. I don't see any lines here or anything, so we're ready to go through security and head back home.
Flyers are being warned to leave extra travel time, especially if they're flying out of JFK due to long-term construction. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia.
And it's definitely the tale of two airports and the other half hidden pretty, folks. We're hearing about problems already developing out at Newark Liberty. They got air traffic control communications issues similar to what happened earlier this summer when the operators say they couldn't see some of the planes on radar, had to keep them up in the air until they reestablished contact. Well, today, reports that radio frequencies were missing, which prompted a ground stop at one point. Not good.
For the second time in 24 hours, air traffic controllers who are now working out of Philadelphia but are handling Newark, New Jersey airspace lost radio communications. Heard here from liveatc.net as a controller could not hear an aircraft.
Troy 402, if you hear this transmission, change my frequency 132.8 and acknowledge by again. I'm not hearing any of your responses.
Newark airspace has been an ongoing problem for months due to air traffic control systems problems and controller staffing issues after the controllers were moved to Philadelphia. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Yeah, call your airlines, folks, no matter which airport, to make sure your flight is still on, and we'll update you on this end if we hear about any problems that'll impact your flight. A protest and march today in the financial district. Reverend Al and several other civil rights leaders say the goal is to send a message to big business that is, prepare for pushback and a boycott if you don't start rolling back these diversity, equity, and inclusion programs to appease the Trump administration. They use as an example Target, where the CEO just resigned after falling sales and negative stock performance, all believed tied to consumer backlash. Here's Mary Lynn Buckley.
Reverend Al Sharpton leading a massive crowd from Foley Square down to Wall Street, marching to stand up for diversity, equity, and inclusion at a time when he says it's at risk.
Tell you what we gonna fight you with. We come to Wall Street with our slingshots. You don't know how we gonna fight. We gonna meet you at every turn. We gonna meet you at every ballot box.
Standing alongside him, Martin Luther King III.
My father would say that something is wrong. We are not on the trajectory that we should be.
They say we've come too far in history to go backwards. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
And again, all of this on the anniversary of the 1963 Civil Rights Marches on Washington. Well, several months after that deadly helicopter crash in the Hudson River, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy making a fresh bid to ban all non-essential helicopter flights in the state. He sent a letter to the head of the Federal Aviation Administration last week requesting that the agency use its authority to either prohibit or sharply reduce the number of non-essential flights in Jersey, citing the fatal April 10th crash of a tourist helicopter that killed six people. He noted it happened 75 feet from the Jersey City waterfront. Murphy said a future crash over land could have been even more devastating, and we shouldn't wait for such a tragedy to happen before we do anything and take action. It's the last day for a beloved diner in Brooklyn Heights, serving a community for more than four decades.
Dimitri Licorenzos's voice is a little hoarse.
This place isn't a restaurant. It's my home.
From all the embraces and the tears with the people who are his family, who just so happened to be his customers at the Park Plaza Diner.
The people from the neighborhood, especially elderly people, this is where they unite.
But starting in 2018, business they relied on from religious tour groups began drying up, and then the pandemic.
It gets worse every year.
But Dimitri's home for 42 years will be remembered as a community center for the people. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn Heights.
Affordability in New York has been the hot topic during this year's mayoral race, but a new report says, contrary to that idea, New York needs more millionaires. The nonpartisan fiscal watchdog group, the Citizens Budget Commission, says New York is falling behind other large states. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. That's when it comes to the number of millionaires adding to their population, and that could mean we're losing out on potentially billions in tax revenue. The report says California, Florida, Texas all saw their share of seven-figure residents rise at a faster rate than New York from 2012 to 2022. Commission President Andrew Rain breaks down the findings.
What we've seen over time is the number of millionaires have doubled in New York, and that's a good thing. And our revenues have been strong, and that's a good thing. But then we noticed that as we looked at the IRS data, we noticed that while our number of millionaires has doubled, they tripled nationwide. So we have a shrinking share.
What a shame. He says we can have a debate about affordability, but the reality is we need to raise more revenue and we need more millionaires. Wins family, anybody with me, raise your hands if you'll volunteer to be one. You just got to send the money, right? Ghost cars now with fake license plates. City Council calling it the plate and switch. City Council member Gail Brewer says drivers are using license plate covers or stolen or phony plates to break the law.
It's not just that they have illegal plates, they don't pay their fines, the owners, and they commit more infractions in terms of traffic laws than anybody else with a legitimate car that's registered appropriately.
The popular tactic is used on out-of-state license plates, and new reports from the City Council finds it's happening the most up in the Bronx. They looked at cars that received violations with out-of-state plates and found the highest concentration is in the Bronx, followed by Brooklyn and then Queens. The report also finds, not surprisingly, vehicles with ghost plates commit more traffic and parking infractions and owe more fines. No duh. A former Yankee, an MLB All-Star, running for office.
Track, wall, see ya! A walk-off grand slam from Mark Teixeira.
Michael Kay there on the call, courtesy of MLB. Mark Teixeira running as a Republican in the Texas House in a safe red seat that's being vacated. He took to social media to appeal to President Trump for his backing, writing that he's ready to help defend Trump's America First agenda. Teixeira played 14 seasons in the MLB, part of the 2009 Yankees World Series team. Also spent some time with the Rangers. He last played in the 2016 season.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.